This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So now that the White House has rolled out its gun control proposals and gun rights groups have started pushing back against them, there is a certain amount of waiting around that's going to happen. Congressional hearings, lobbying, ads and counter ads, you know how it goes. But for some people, this is an everyday issue. Just after Christmas, we talked to a gun dealer out in Wyoming. Frank Gerstenkorn is his name. He's in Cheyenne, and we asked him about how he sees things. We dialed him back up on this day after the president's proposals to check back in. Mr. Gerstenkorn, it's good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me on.
We talked to you last right after Christmas, not long after the Newtown shootings. You said business was good. It was brisk, I think, is what you said. Is it still that way?
It moved from being brisk to being a storm.
Really?
Well, yesterday was incredible. Because of the announcements, I think it caused some new interest. And that's not to say that the interest has not been high since I spoke with you last.
What kind of inventory are you moving this week, Mr. Gerstenkorn?
Just about anything I can get through the door. There will be no black guns sold because we can't get any of them.
I'm sorry, what's a black gun?
The black guns are the paramilitary guns, the AR-15s.
Gotcha. You can't get your hands on them to sell them?
There are none in the warehouses.
Wow. So you've been watching and you've been in the gun business for a long time, Mr. Gerstenkorn. And one of the things we're trying to get a sense of is how business in the gun industry changes as public attention gets paid to it after one of these shootings or one of these decisions by Washington, and how maybe it stays the same.
One of the big changes is trying to engage in the scramble for product to sell. Literally everything we get through the door goes right back out. Some of the guns that we have had come in the store never even got on the shelves. They were sold as they came through the door.
This is going to sound insensitive at best, but you're making a lot of money on this, aren't you?
We haven't done what I've seen happen in other parts of the country, and that is we haven't boosted our prices at all. We have a customer base here that we consider our friends. They're almost like family. I couldn't look any one of them in the eye if I thought I had cheated them.
At the end of the day then, Mr. Gerstenkorn, what has all of the past, month, 5 weeks since Newtown meant for you as a guy who is a federally licensed weapons dealer?
Well, it causes me concern about whether or not I'm going to be in this kind of business at the extent I've been in for a while. Does it tell me that I'm probably going to have to close my doors? I doubt it. Have we downsized in anticipation of this? Yeah, we have downsized staffing. We have the equivalent of two full-time positions that are no longer here.
Yeah, but you're still in business, and for now, doing good business.
It's been remarkable for the last month or so. But as we run out of product, that'll go away too.
Frank Gerstenkorn is in Cheyenne, Wyoming. He runs a gun shop there. It's called Guns and Gear. Mr. Gerstenkorn, thank you for your time, sir.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you calling.